VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC. Olamukela ku Studio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhla ka 13 kuMpalakazi 2019 ngusithandekile Mhlanga. Endabeni zethu namhlanje,
ngokwazi kwami ngokokuqala empilweni yami lokho sengize ngingaka, I'm 73 years of age today. Angikwazi ukuzwa ukuthi kule ndima eqothwayo. Ngiyaqala siphosa wonke umuntu uyaqala ukuzuzwa.
Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ongweye njalo uhulumende usesuse induna uChief Nhlanhla Mangwe Ndiweni esikhundleni.
In the culture of dialogue espoused by the Second Republic, we remain engaged with leaders of other political parties under the Political Parties Dialogue Poland.
Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa onguye njalo umkhokheli webandla leZANU-PF uthi amabandla angekho kunkulumo zomanyano owePoland kumele abuye azomanyana labanye. Ngu-Wasa Friday kulivikisi lomculi wengoma zomdumo okholo umfundisi Sunny Dube. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizaziswa kuwona lo umsakazo. Uhulumende usesuse induna uChief Nhlanhla Mangwe Ndiweni esikhundleni. Umbiko osanda kwethulwa uveza ukuthi uhulumende sokumele athathele umnumzana Ndiweni yonke impahla kahulumende okugoqela imota lokunye. Umbiko othunyezelwe umgcini sihlalo weMathebelele North Provincial Assembly of Chiefs ngumnumzana ZR Churu usibalukhulu ohlangothi lukahulumende olubona ngeza velo lamadolobho. Uthi uNdiweni ususwe esikhundleni kulandelwa umthetho welizwe. Induna ezihlala isabelweni seMathebelele North zathatha isinqumo sokuthi umnumzana Ndiweni kathi kakhethwanga ngemfanelo. Kodwa umndeni wakhe uthi nguye owakhethwayo. Umnumzana Ndiweni ubikwa esesatshwa nguhulumende kamongameli Mnangagwa ngoba ihlala iveza izenzo zikahulumende ezibikwa zingaqondanga. Isikhulumeli somndeni wakoNdiweni umnumzana Bancinyane Ndiweni utshele uGibbs Dube Studio 7 ukuthi bakwazi okwenzakala basuse uNhlanhla Mangwe Ndiweni esikhundleni.
Akulanto engingayitsho khathesi, incwadi yakhona singakayiboni ukuthi izizathu ezifakiweyo zithiwani, kubhalweni phela kumele kube lama reasons why. And ngokwazi kwami ngokokuqala empilweni yami lokho sengize ngingaka, I'm 73 years of age today. Angikwazi ukuzwa ukuthi kule ndima eqothwayo. Ngiyaqala siphosa wonke umuntu uyaqala ukuzuzwa embusweni wezani. Kutsho ukuthi into yabavezele beyibisa belekele phezu kwayo. Kodwa-ke hhayi sizalindela ingadi yakhona ifike ngoba umfana angikamboni khathesi nangobulawayo la. Nxa kuyikuthi sebemhambisile incwadi kutsho ukuthi kusase kuseni ngenye singabona.
Singathi kuyabe kusijoni khonokho njengoba-ke siyakwazi ukuthi umndeni wakoNdiweni kulokhu sithi hhayi uNhlanhla Mangwe Ndiweni yinduna phela.
Hayi angithi bazakufuna ukubona ukuthi bazayibhalela encwadini yabo ngoba kuvele kubuyela ngekhaya. Yithi okumele ngakuthiwa sifake omnye umuntu yithi esimfakayo. Nxa sibuyisela yena yithi esikwenzayo. Ngoba kuvele angiyiboni nje angikuzwisisi ukuthi vele kuzanywayo kanti kuyini. Kuvele kuyinto bani khonoko.
Singathi kuyenzakala sibili ukuthi limbisele nxa libona ukuthi baphambanisile abantu bakarhulumente labo.
Kathi vele sizayekelelani. Nguye umuntu owachiefa kwenguyise lwayo. Ukuthi siqalise ukudinga omunye silidobha ngathi.
Ye bakhona bathi
ngokuthi sebesitshela ukuthi umbuso wakuNdiweni sebewuthatha. Abasitshela bawuthatha bawusa ngathi.
Ye sizwa
lokhuyana ngumdabuko wakwethu ngokuzalwa kwethu. Akula kuthathwa kusuke komunye umuntu uyabe ngubani ovela ngasona.
Ye bona bathi kufuze ukuthi kungena uJoram Ndiweni kumbe bakuthethe ngaphansi kwazi khonoko
bayamazi uJola Mndiweni bamazela ngaphi yibo abazala laba bantwana ngezinye indlela phela sebesitshela ukuthi umkethu wayephuma ayekwenza kwenzayo labo yikho besazi abantwana bemndeni wethu ukuthi bazalwa njani so sekumele baphawuleke basitshele konke i-first born up to the last born they don't even know ukuthi uJoram lo bakhuluma ngaye is not even the first born
lo ngumnumzana Wilson Vancinyane Ndiweni isikhulumeli somndeni wakoNdiweni obexoxa lo Gibbs Dube we-studio 7 ekobulawayo asenelisanga ukukhuluma ngodaba lolu lomnumzana July Moyo umphathi intambo ohlangothi lukahulumende olubona ngezabelo lamadolobho. Umongameli Emerson Mnangagwa onguye njalo umkhokheli webandla lezanu PF uthi amabandla angekho kunkulumo zomanyano owePollard kumele abuye ezomanyana labanye ukuze abonisane ngokunganceda ukuhlenga eleZimbabwe. Umntatheli sendaba yeStudio 7, uGibson Bebe usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Umhlangano omkhulu owenziwa kanye ngomnyaka webandla leZANU-PF owenzelwa eGoromonzi umongameli Mnangagwa uveze ukuba ibandla lakhe lizalela izifiso zikazulu kungakho labumba umanyano wePollard omanyanisa inkokeli yamabandla aphikisayo ancinisa ukhetho luka-2018 kodwa okhokele ye-MDC Alliance uMnumzana Nelson Chamisa akekho kulo manyano.
In the culture of dialogue espoused by the Second Republic
kuhlana siyabe sixoxisana labamanye amabandla phansi wePollard. Wonke umuntu kaze kuPollard akufuzanga sibangele umsindo yilabo ababanga umsindo ku-social media. Yekelani benze umsindo ku-Twitter. Thina siyabe sibusa, sibusa, sibusa.
Social media platforms. Let them make the noises. Isuti chingotonga.
Isikhulumeli sabatsha kubandla le-MDC uMnumzana Stephen Chuma uthi njengebandla ngaba uhloniphi umanyano wePollard.
It is very unfortunate that Mr. Mnangagwa wants to use tactics of a bully.
Msizi ukuba uMnumzana Mnangagwa ufuna singene kuPollard. Thina siyazi ukuba sanqoba kukhetho ngomnyaka ka-2018. Nxa kulokukhona kufuze uMnumzana Mnangagwa abize umuntu ozimeleyo ancedise ukuba sikhumisane umlotha njengabantu abalinganayo.
Anything, Mr. Mnangagwa should wait for a neutral convener to call for dialogue.
Ingcitshi echubulele zombusazo uMnumzana Tafaza Chikandiwa uthi uMnangagwa umele ancenge uChamisa ngoba elabasekeli abaningi njalo kusobala ukuthi inkulumo laye ingasiza ukuze ilizwe liphume kunhlupho elibhekane lazo.
Akumelanga aqale ethi nxa ibandla elingekhoyo kuPollard lingayekela ukujoyina liyakusa liku-tweet. Okwe-Twitter kungene ndawo nxa sesifukukhangela ukuthuthuka kwelizwe. Okuqakathekileyo ukuthuthuka kwelizwe lokhu kwabuPollard lokhu siza kubona nxa ilizwe liqale lathuthuka ngoba umuntu yena vele akafoswa ukuthi ejoyine iPollard. Akumelanga bembambe ngamandla kodwa kumele bekhuluma laye kuhle bemncenge ukwenzela ukuthi laye ekwanise ukujoyina ekhululekile ngoba bengayenza okumfusa uyayala ukujoyina into engayala ukujoyina yikho lapho abathi khona uzavusa kuTwitter but asibonanga ngazathi kule ngqondo kunalokhu.
Lokhu kusekelwe ngumnumzana Marshall Dube isakamuzi seHarare othi iZANU-PF sekumele ivume ukuba umanyano wePollard kawunancedo uma ibandla le-MDC Alliance linganciswanga.
Kufunakala i-dialogue, kodwa i-dialogue should be between uChamisa loMnangagwa. Abanye laba kuPollard laba abala mavoti eneleyo ukuthi bekhulume into ezingayakha ilizwe. I-dialogue kumele ibe between uMnangagwa loChamisa, abantu abathola amavoti ayeneleyo amaningi ukuthi kube lama-political lama-economic reforms ukuthi ilizwe libe le-national discourse ebambanisa wonke umuntu. Kodwa i-dialogue le ayimelanga ibe lokuthi uMnangagwa yena ufuna uChamisa abuye ngama-terms akhe laye uChamisa ethi uMnangagwa abuye ngama-terms akhe. Yikho kufunakala umuntu ongabahlanganisa bexoxe ukuthi ilizwe leli libambane siqhubekele phambili nge-development yelizwe.
UMnangagwa uphinde wasola ukutshengisela okwenzakala elizweni esithi lokhu kubisela ilizwe emuva ngoba izithembiso zebandla leli zizavezwa ngokuya kwesikhathi abantu kawabekezele. Uveze njalo ukuba imali yakuleli izaqhubeka isebenza kungelani lokuthi isiyehluleke ukuqeda indubo zokusilela kwemali emabhanga kanye nokuqonga kwentengo yempahla ezitolo. Imele Studio 7 ngise Harare ngumlondolozi Ndlovu.
Kusukela ngomvulo kusiyafika ngolwesihlanu, umsakazo weStudio 7 uzalethulela izindaba eziphathelane lokutshabalala kwamadamu enyakato lasezansi yemandebeleni kanye lasenkabazwe. Manengi amadamu aseleminyaka edubukile kumbe egqibelekile, kodwa akula lutho osolwenziwe ngawo nguhulumende.
Idamu lemabhungani lidamu elikhulu elifikisa phose amakhilomitha about 9 kilometers ubude.
Sibe damu okuthiwa ngukarisinyama.
Idamu elikhulu kwakuyisiwale. Thina sinedamu elisephezu.
Idamu esilisebenzisayo laphana idamu Magwanda.
Sixoxa lezakhamizi kanye leziphathamandla zikahulumende. Tiyani indlebe kusukela ngomvulo kuze kuyefika ngolwesihlanu.
Inhlanganiso ezizimeleyo abezokholo labantu makhaza namhla bebethe gwaqa edolobheni leHarare phansi komanyano othiwa National Convergence Platform behlaziya umomo oselizweni. Lumanyano uqoqwe ngabenhlanganiso ye-Citizens Manifesto. Umkhokheli wenhlanganiso ye-Citizens Manifesto, umnumzana Briggs Bomba, utshele iStudio 7 ukuthi banxuse inkokheli yamabandla ezombusazwe ebalisa umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa lomnumzana Nelson Chamisa, kodwa abazange babuye. UChris Gande weStudio 7 uxoxe lomunye wabaqoqela umhlangano, umnumzana Michael Ndiweni ongumqondisi wenhlanganiso yeBulawayo Vendors and Traders Association, ukuze sizwe okuningi ngalolu daba.
Ama-citizens athe wona afuna ukuthi kukhulunyiswa ngezinye inhlanganiso ebezinakana ukuthi abantu kumele bahlangane ndawonye bakhulume bebona ukuthi izwe lingalungiswa njani. So namhlanje bekuhlangene-ke i-platform eyethu lapho engikho-convena khona i-national i-citizen manifesto, citizen convention ebesilayo ngo-September. Saba nesinqumo sokuthi kasiye khulumisana nabanye abanjengabozo be-Council of Churches lezinye inhlanganiso sihlangane lenini sibonisane ukuthi singenzani siya phambili. So namhlanje kade kuyikulauncha ngesikhiwa, it was a launch besisungula inkundla yokuthi sihlangane nini sikhulumisane njengenhlanganiso ezimele abantu njengoba ngishilo ukuthi ethu ibivela kusinqumo esithethe ku-National Citizen Convention Alayisile Manifesto.
Inhlanganiso kade zikhona ngeziphi, zivela kunhlangothi ezinjani?
Ye, bekule nhlanganiso ezimele ilungelo lomuntu esithi civil society, ama-social movements ezimelele nje uZulu, ezinjengoZulu, ezamasonto, njengoba ngishilo ukuthi bekule Council of Churches, lamanye ama-denominations angaphansi kwebumbano le-ZCC, nenhlanganiso ezifana nabo ezimele abantu abaphila abagogekileyo onasco lezinye labameli bamahofisi akwamanye amazwe eZimbabwe yasika ama-diplomatic missions kade kulama-embassies kade khona lawo ezoxhasa.
Yona injongo vele ingeyani?
Injongo yokuthi akube lempumela ezakhipha ukudubeka okukhona ebantwini baseZimbabwe. Kumele kube nokukhulumisana okuzalungisa izinto eziningi ezihlukumeza abantu baseZimbabwe, eziningi kakhulu. Kakuso indaba yokunikana izikhundla kuphela, indaba eziningi ngathi ngabala ngibuyele emva ngenxa yokubona esalilingi indaba zamagugurawundi zingakalungiswa, lokho ezilenge emoyeni. Kunengi indaba zabo-devolution azikalungiswa, indaba zokuthi abantu bathole inzuzo kwezemvelo abanazo, indaba ezihlala zikhangela zibeka eceleni abantu bekhangela kuphela amandla. So ngezinye izindaba zokuthi nxa kungahlangana kukhulunyiswane, into lezo zifake phezu kwetafula zikhangele zilungiswe.
Lowo ngumnumzana Michael Ndiweni, umqondisi wenhlanganiso yeBulawayo Vendors and Traders Association, ubekhuluma ecingweni loChris Gande weStudio 7 ekoBulawayo. Ngu-Live Talk namhlanje sikhangela ukuphuma emhlanganweni webandla leZANU-PF oqhutshelwa eGoromonzi, lomunye njalo umhlangano oqoqwe ngabenhlanganiso ezizimeleyo okuhlaziya inkinga ezibhekane lelizwe. Thumelani text message kunombolo ezithi 0012024650318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingene kuhlelo. Singakangeni esigabeni esilandelayo ke sikhangele ezemelika ngamafitshane. Amalunga ekomiti edalela eParliament yakwelemelika ibona ngezemthetho yeHouse Judiciary Committee avote esekela ukukhutshwa esikhundleni kukamongameli Donald Trump ngohlelo lwe-impeachment. Abebandla lamaDemocrats abangamashumi amabili lantathu bavote besithi abebandla lamaRepublicans abalitshumi lasikhombisa bephikisa uTrump ngumongameli wesine ukubhekana lale inkinga ye-impeachment. Ele North Korea lithi lizimisele ukuvuselela inkulumo lele Melika ukuze kuphunyelwe isivumelwano sokulungiswa kwezikhali zombhoxazwe ezenuclear. Inhlanganiso elwela ilungelo loluntu e-Center for Public Policy ithi iyaqhubeka ngenhlelo zayo zokukhulumisana lohulumende labantu makhaza ngendlela yokudinga isisombululo ngomnotho welizwe olokhu uqhubeka ubhidlika. Lokhu kwenzakala iningi elizweni lelokhu likhala ngokucithwa kwamagetsi mahlayana, kusilela kwemali, amanzi, amafutha epetrol le-diesel kanye lokuqonga kwentengo yempahla ezitolo ngesikhathi iholo lingakhuphuki njalo abanye bengayitholi umsebenzi. Umqondisi walinhlanganiso uMnumzana Mfundo Mlilo usichasisela okuningi ngalolu daba.
Thina kathesi siyaxoxisana lo hulumende njengoba nje kuyisikhathi sokuthi uhulumende aphume lesingathi yibhajethi, ngoba ibhajethi yiyo esingathi egayida kumbe enze ukuthi umkhonomi wethu uhambe uye phambili. Kukhona la mamemba ephalamenti ukuthi njengoba yibo abangena ephalamenti sixoxisana lo hulumende, sixoxisana lo minister we-finance ukuthi yiphi imithetho abangayifaka, yiziphi inhlelo ezingafakwa nguhulumende ezetaxi, ezokuthi umkhonomo uvuke uye phambili, ezeproduction ezingenza ukuthi i-economy yethu ihambe iye phambili. Yiwo umsebenzi esiwubambileyo khathesi. Kuningi esikubhalayo, esikunika uhulumende, esikunika iphalamenti ukwenzela ukuthi baxoxisane i-economy yethu ivuke iye phambili.
Ngambe inkulumo lezi ziyanceda na?
Inkulumo lezi bona ngathiwa kula lapho ezifika khona zingadluli ziye phambili, ngoba uhlupho ngathi udubo lukhona olukhulu eZimbabwe ludubo lwe-legitimacy kumbe singathi yi-politics. Ama-elections zika-2018 ngahambanga kuhle. Njengoba engahambanga kuhle, lokho kusho ukuthi kulento eziningi okumele zilungisise abantu ababezikhangile ezenza ukuthi ama-investors kumbe laba ababuya le mali bayesabe ukufaka imali yabo kwi-economy yeZimbabwe. Lokhu kwenza ukuthi into eziningi nje zingasebenzi. So ekuxoxiseni kwethu lohulumende siyamtshela ukuthi kuqakathekile ukuthi upresident welizwe axoxisane lomnumzana Chamisa owebandla le-MDC. Yikho kuphela okuzenza ukuthi ku-create esingathi i-environment eyenza ukuthi i-economy ihambe iye phambili. Nxa lokhu kungalungisanga kunzima kakhulu ukuthi mbone ukuthi ilizwe lingalungiseka kumbe i-economy ingalungiseka ihamba siya phambili. Ngapho uhulumende ulenhlelo eziningi azifakileyo kulenhlelo eziningazi zamayo, uminista we-finance umthule Ncube kulokunye okuningi akuzamayo akusebenzi, ngoba indaba emqoka yi-political legitimacy. Kumele uhulumende axoxisane labamabandla, baxoxisane betshelane iqiniso ukuthi ilizwe singalilungisisa liye ngaphi.
Lo Mnumzana Mfundo Mlilo, umqondisi wenhlanganiso ye-Center for Public Policy, sixoxela eseHarare. Kwezemidlalo namhlanje, imidlalo yalonyaka inguqu esigaba sekhasweni like Premier Soccer League ifika komlindi uyagcina kulimpela viki. Intathe izindaba ethu zemidlalo uJoseph Njanji usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Intshantshi zalonyaka ezomdlalo wenguqu kusigaba saphezulu esekhasi laka Premier Soccer League zizakwazakala ekupheleni komdlalo ozakuba phakathi kweqembu le-Cape United lele-FC Platinum, wona uzaqhutshelwa enkundleni ye-National Sports Stadium kusasa. La maqembu azangena kumdlalo wakusasa, iqembu le-FC Platinum okuyilo eliphethe isicoco se-league ngemva kokunqoba eminyakeni emibili edlulileyo lihlezi phezu kwengalane lile miklomelo engamashumi amahlanu lathoba mune munye, kuthi ele-Cape United lihlezi endaweni yesibili lile miklomelo engamashumi amahlanu lathoba mune mbili. Isimo sengalane siveza ukuba iqembu le-FC iplatinum lidinga nje umhlomelo owodwa ukuba ligcotshwe njalo ukuba zintshantshu zakwele Zimbabwe okungaba ngokwesithathu iminyaka ilandelana ukuba liphakamise isicoco. Iqembu leCape United lihlale kwesikhathi eside liphezu kwengalane yemiklomelo kodwa lihle lahlala endaweni yesibili ngemva kokunqotshwa elikwenziwe liqembu lenkezi iplatinum stars nge-3-2 ngolwesithathu olwedluleyo. Kwathele FC Platinum lona linqobele iBlack Rhinos nge-1 kanya. Emsileni wengalane lakho kulamaqembu amabili azalandela elemshowane stars lele wange kuyeni idlala kusigaba sikaDivision 1 ngemva kwemidlalo yakusasa. Amaqembu asengozini yokugunyulwa kusigaba saphezulu ngabalisa isithupha athi ele Yada, ele Herentals, ele Bulawayo Chiefs, ele Tel 1, ele Harare City kanye lele Chapungu. Iqembu leYada lona elihlezi endaweni yesithathu nxa usuka emsileni lile miklomelo ngamashumi amathathu lathobamnembili njalo lizadlala lele mshowane stars. Iqembu leRentals lona elihlezi endaweni yesine nxa usuka emsileni lalo lile miklomelo ngamashumi amathathu lathobamnembili njalo lizavakatshela ele Bulawayo Chiefs lona ile miklomelo ngamashumi amane lowodwa njalo elidinga umhlomelo owodwa kuphela ukuba lisinde ekugunyulweni kusigaba saphezulu. Umqeqeshi weqembu leBulawayo Chiefs uThulani Sibanda utshele intatheli izindaba ukuba abafana bakhe kuzamele bebophe ziqine ngoba nxa bengayekethisa bengazithola sebegunyuliwe.
Akumelanga sekethise ngoba sekungenzakala loba yini. Iqembu leHerentals lile goal difference elinqa kule yethu njalo amaqembu amaningi alwisa ukusinda kunye lawo asesimeni esifanayo nxa eqathaniswa lathi. Ngalokho-ke kumele siqine ngalokho kwenze ukuba siyalesi lokho sikhuphuka engalaneni kwimidlalo edluleyo ukuze sibe lesiqiniseko esokuphepha engozini yokugunyulwa.
Amanye amaqembu asengozini ngabalisa ele Chapungu lona elile miklomelo ngamashumi amathathu lathobamnomunye njalo elizadibana lele Highlanders kusasa. Iqembu leHighlanders lilwisa ukuphusha imidlalo yalonyaka lisendaweni yesine okutsho ukuba lumdlalo usoze ube lula kuqembu leChapungu. Elinye iqembu elisesimeni esifana liseChapungu ngele Harare City lona elile miklomelo ngamashumi amane njalo lizadlala lelinkezi iPlatinum Stars lalo elilethuba elihle yokuphusha imidlalo yalo lisendaweni yesine engalaneni yemiklomelo. Iqembu leTel 1 ngelinye njalo iqembu elisengozini kunyulwa njalo lizadibana lele Chicken Inn kusasa enkundleni eBarber Fields emdlalweni ongaba lobunzima kilo ngoba iqembu leChicken Inn lithiye ukuqeda lisendaweni yesibili engalaneni yemiklomelo. Kweminye imidlalo ezadlalwa kusasa kusigaba sePSL iqembu leTriangle lizadlala lele Dynamos ngaseGibo kuthi iqembu leWange lizadlala lele ZPC Kariba ngaseColliery. Ngensonto iqembu leBlack Rhinos lizancikelana lele Manyika Diamonds ngaseNational Sports Stadium. Ngiyimele Studio 7 ngoBulawayo nguJoseph Njanji.
Woza Friday kuliviki silomculi wengoma zomdumo wokholo umfundisi Sani Ncube ohlala edolobheni leBirmingham kweleNgilandi. Asizweni exoxa lo Ezra Chisa Sibanda we Studio 7.
Kia kuthanda
asomculi wengoma zokholo kuphela uPastor Sane uyaloba lokuqondisa ezemidlalo kamabona kude nemfanekiso yebhayisikopo film and TV producer kukampani yakhe ezimele yodwa. Yena ke udabuka khona lemberengwa lapho azalwa khona okancube.
Angisebenzisa njalo umoyo ngoba ubaba wami ongizalayo ngumoyo, but I was adopted in the Ncube family. Ngikhulele eMberengwa, ngahambe Chingezi Primary School, ngase ngihamba eZwa Makhuru Secondary School, and I finished my O levels and then went to Kwekwe. In Kwekwe, that's when I started learning about keyboard playing and so forth. Just like Olundi, that's what got me started in music.
Wakhe uyaziphekela istudio sakhe uPastor Sane njalo okhulela endlini yabantu abaculayo.
Umama wami lo mama omdala owemberengwa lo gogo wami ke ngisesemncane laye wayehlabelela. Umama omdala wami owemberengwa lo mama wami bake bahlabela labo Freedom Sengwayo ngoba babehlabela ku gospel team in Apostolic Faith Mission. I was surrounded nge gospel music, yikho nje ngithanda ukuhlabelela i gospel music.
Woo! uhlelo lwakho mlaleli Woza Friday. Silo Pastor Sani Ncube ngengoma zokholo, yena engcinji yekupheni umculo, njalo siwaphekela abaculi abaningi ingoma zokholo.
Ngiyasebenza labahlabeleli abaningi, ngiyabhala izingoma, ngiyayenza imusic yabo, ama-instruments, ngikuhlanganise konke nje ku-studio, like oMahati Selepe, Nkosika Ndlovu, Mthulisi, Makholisa Dube, oSis Maria, oMason Kiwane, oWalter Chawanda, Kingdom Praise, Higher Ground, Mrs. Vengea. Yeah, that's what we are doing at the moment in our studio here.
Esikhathi sekhona sedlule ngumangoye mfundisi. Phosela lizwi kubalaleli ungakahambi.
Ye kubalaleli bethu, ngithanda nje ukuthi thank you very much for your support. Ngithi mina qhubekani nje lisi supporta ngokudownloada imusic yethu, ngokulalela, ngoba kuyasincedisa lathi ukuthi siqhubeke ngomsebenzi wokuproducer imusic, i-gospel music. So thank you very much. Imusic yethu izabitholakala kubo Google Play, kubo YouTube, kubo Facebook, sabe siphosta nje imusic everywhere. So lingaqhubeka nje li-downloade lisithole lathi khona phana, lingadinga uPastor Sani Ncube.
Umfoka moyo ngaphezulu kokucula uyaloba lokuqondisa njalo imidlalo kamabona kude, nguye bese laye kuhlelo Woza Woza Friday. Libe nempela sonke lithukela egabula ngu-Ezra Chisa Sibani.
Kamfundisi Sani Ncube yena ke ocula ekhona le eBirmingham England, njalo udaba besiluthulela ke ngu-Ezra Chisa Sibanda we-Studio 7. Singake hlukanike sikhangele inhloko zezinye zendaba ebesilazo. Uhulumende usesuse induna uChief Nhlanhla Mangwendiweni esikhundleni. Umnumzana Mnangagwa uthi amabandla angekho kuPollard kumele abuye azomanyana lamanye ukwenzela ukuthi kuxoxiswane kulungiswe umnotho welizwe. Olivalelisayo ngusithandekile Mhlanga, ngikhona pha eWashington DC.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-half past 7 kusiya ku-8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe. Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka, mhuri yeZimbabwe.